This is Wade Brasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 15 years, the number of cesarean section births around the globe has nearly doubled from 16 million, or 12% of live births in 2000, to 29.7 million, or 21% of live births in 2015, all well over the medically necessary estimate of 10 to 15% of births. Latin America and the Caribbean have rates of 44.3%, whereas in West and Central Africa, the rate is only 4.1% of births. 250 years ago, Austrian Empress Maria Theresa invented street addresses to enable mass conscription of men to fight her wars, sending more than 1,000 soldiers across her empire to paint on each house a number in black paint made from oil and boiled bones while recording who lived there on pre-printed forms. People across Washington State will vote on whether to charge companies and utilities for their carbon emissions. The proposed carbon fees aimed at curbing climate change by making the burning of fossil fuels more expensive would be the first such state initiative in the nation, and other states are closely watching the election outcome. Former Mississippi Congressman, Secretary of Agriculture in the Clinton administration, Mike Espy's family paid for the funeral of civil rights icon Fannie Lou Hamer when she passed in 1977. President Trump proposed that Medicare pay for certain prescription drugs based on the prices paid in other advanced industrial countries, a huge change that could save money for the government and for millions of Medicare beneficiaries. The teacher shortage is getting so acute across the country that tens of thousands of students nationwide now get lessons live streamed into their classrooms. Amazon became the latest company to raise hourly wages to $15 per hour across the company. Megyn Kelly, formerly of Fox News and more recently at NBC's Today Show, has seen her participation canceled after racist comments earlier this week, though she may still walk away with a multi-million dollar payday on the rest of her contract. A 2013 report by the CDC estimated that American adults consume more than 11% of their calories from fast food. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.